Our second reading today comes from the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 29 to 33, and chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Listen now for the word of God. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as if it were dry land. But when the Egyptians attempted to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient, because she had received the spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
Well, this passage, all the passages actually in the Bible, inspire a lot of questions in my mind, and I'm sure they do in yours too. One is, how does faith make water part, walls fall, hide spies, bring forth justice, and how does faith shut the mouths of lions? Now, it sounds like a riddle, doesn't it? Kind of like what you'd hear the Riddler say on Batman or something. Well, the answer is, God only knows. And my second question is, why do so many people have faith even if they don't get their direct answers to prayer as they were hoping? It seems trusting in God has a lot to do with faith. Now, faith and trust, like peaches and cream, they go together well to create hope. And those who hope in the Lord are strong in faith. It is like a circle that keeps going around and around. Faith and trust go hand in hand with hope. Like it says in Isaiah 40, those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's Isaiah 40, 31. And if you're looking for a passage in the Bible that is inspirational and is beautifully written and has amazing imagery, read all of Isaiah 40. Not right now, but when you go home. Especially verse 11, for example, it says, he will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. And you see a lot of paintings of that, don't you, of Jesus doing exactly that. This passage today reminds us that by faith, with God's help, we can do amazing things. We should think big and not small because of this. Negative forces in this world want us to fret and worry and doubt the power of faith. Instead of embracing hope and stepping out in life to make an impact on the world. But nothing is impossible with God. So if you have a gift or a talent that you are suppressing because you fear you will fail, God and Brené Brown, who is the material that we're learning about at the retreat, they would say, embrace your imperfections. Acknowledge your vulnerabilities. Step forward, though, without shame, and go for it anyway. Be the best you can be. Be the best you can be on behalf of your Creator, who made you and sustains you. Like Melania says, be best. That's her theme, isn't it, I think? Be best. Many people fail before they get started, and there are too many easy excuses in the world. I'm too old to start something new. I'm too tired to make a difference in the world. I'm not smart enough or rich enough or strong enough. But there are so many things a person can do for others with just email now, or with a phone call, or giving support financially, or even from a wheelchair. I've seen so many people minister to others from a wheelchair. One of the biggest obstacles to faith, though, is a lack of understanding of what faith really means. Many people think having faith means you have to look a certain way, or you have to have a certain lingo you can say. You have to do the right rituals and wear a cross or another faith symbol around your neck. But faith is defined as complete trust or confidence in someone or something. And then the second definition is a strong belief in God or in the doctrines of a religion based on spiritual apprehension rather than proof. Now, this definition must be reflecting Hebrews 11:11 that says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." I think that's where that second definition came from. Some days your faith may feel weak, and other days your faith may feel strong. No matter how you're feeling, God is still with you, waiting for you to tap into those spiritual resources that she has waiting to help you mount up with wings like eagles and run and not be weary. Faith and perseverance go together. Now, the end of this passage says, "Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." So if Jesus is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, then to deepen your faith, I suggest you get to know who Jesus was and is. Knowing who you believe in makes your faith authentic and not a fake faith. And now, some people call themselves Christians, which means Christ's follower. But then if you ask them what Jesus said he came to earth to do, they won't have a clue. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And "they" means everybody, not just an exclusive few. And then a little bit later, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." So those who follow him need to know what the way, what the truth, and what the life really is that they are following. Otherwise, it is blind faith, which means it's a belief without a true understanding of what you believe. The main theme of Christ's ministry was and is love and healing and justice for all. So if you are calling yourselves a Christian, but you aren't working on paving the way so that others feel love, healing, and justice, then you really should not be calling yourself a Christian. I encourage you to go home and make a list of what you believe about Jesus and what faith you have in God for yourself personally. And then this leads to my second question. Some people believe God answers all prayers if you just pray hard enough. And if you don't get your answer to prayer, then they say you don't have a deep enough faith. That's your only problem. But is that what the Bible promises? This is a heavy question that weighs on the minds of many. Why do many people have a strong faith in God, even if they don't get their direct answers to prayer? But we probably know others who try to pray, and then they give up on God when they think God did not answer them. Now, when I put my psychology hat on, I remember that there are people who have difficulty trusting people. And when you have difficulty trusting people, you also have difficulty trusting God. And that's because sometimes they have been hurt somehow in their past. When they were younger, maybe the world was unpredictable and frightening. And even now, as adults, it still seems that way to them. Sometimes it's due to severe trauma that they suffered or a disease that they are currently battling. They believe God could not be good or would not answer their prayers because they experienced some traumatic event and felt that God had abandoned them. Or they could have been taught by a parent or a very fundamentalist religion that God punishes us, and that if you're sick, it's because God is punishing you. Or if you're poor, it's because God is punishing you. There are churches and faiths that still say that. But it is not for us to judge. What we are to judge is our own attitude. Are you trusting in God? Do you trust that even if the waters are not parted for you, there is still a divine force who cares for you? I choose to trust. I choose to walk in faith, even if I stumble sometimes, even if the road may be dusty and sometimes the path may be winding. Living life with trust and faith is healthier than living life afraid of others and assuming that God doesn't care. I love the prose poem Footprints in the Sand. The poem is famous even though the author remains anonymous. And I believe it touches people's hearts because it strives to answer some of those unanswered prayer questions. It goes, "One night I dreamed a dream as I was walking along the beach with my Lord. Across the dark sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and one to my Lord. After the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand, and I noticed that at many times along the path of my life, especially at the very lowest and saddest times, there was only one set of footprints. Now, this really troubled me, so I asked the Lord about it. Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the saddest and the most troublesome times of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me." He whispered, "My precious child, I love you and will never leave you. Never, ever during your trials and your testings. When you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." Now, God put us on this earth to carry each other on behalf of Jesus. And I'm so very grateful for all the cards and messages of sympathy. I can't say enough thank you for that. You all are carrying me right now. And if we get down and sad, people are saying these days, don't read the newspaper, that'll make you even sadder. But there's good news in the newspaper, and I want to show you a photo from the newspaper yesterday that showed some great news. Strangers flocked to a service. Did you see this story? Yes. It's amazing. After the three mass shootings, when we look at the good news about this husband, Antonio Basco of El Paso, His Margie, her name is Margie, she was killed in the shooting, and he had no one to mourn with him. And he said, I have no friends. I guess he had kids somewhere, but I don't know where they are. And he said, no one is around to come to the memorial. No one can commemorate her life with me. And he happened to tell that to the funeral director that was doing the burial. Well, that funeral director just sent out the word that he had no one. And he got 900 flower arrangements, 900, 10,000 email messages. And the newspaper quoted, and this was in the newspaper, in this article, it quoted Matthew 14:22. Faith will get you through anything. And it was standing room only and a line around the outside of the church the day of her memorial. People are carrying Antonio Basco on behalf of Jesus. And now Grammy winner Lauren Daigle, she wrote a song about faith and trust after her grandfather was diagnosed with cancer. She was very close to this grandfather, and she took a lot of time out of her career to be at his bedside when she knew he was going to die. But she prayed and she prayed, and she thought maybe her prayers would be answered, and she was so sad that her prayers for healing were not answered. But later, she found a way to be grateful for the time she spent with him towards the end of his life, even though she had to halt the work on her new album. She said that she felt like it was a blessing, actually, to have been able to witness his faith as he was dying. Lauren said she was blessed to see her grandfather talking to family members who had passed before. And she said he was certain he was seeing the face of Jesus just a few hours before he died. So she wrote this song, and I wanted to share it with you. Let's turn the lights down a little.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight. No matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you. Truth is, you know what tomorrow